We're talking with Jim Walters, who is the Democratic candidate for the state Senate seat that is a new seat, representing Allegan County with the redistricting. Rick Jones of Grand Ledge will no longer represent the county. Tonya Shootmaker is the proverbial incumbent, although she is moving her district into Allegan County. So it might make her position a little bit more vulnerable. One of the persons who would like to be able to take advantage of it is Jim Walters, like Shootmaker, is from Lawton. And, Jim, you have announced your candidacy, and before we talk a little bit about your candidacy and your position on some of the issues, a little bit about yourself, because especially in Allegan County, the name Jim Walters may not be that familiar.
Okay. Well, I'm a native Michigander, grew up in the Detroit area, I'm from a middle-class family. I went to the University of Michigan, got my degree in electrical engineering, and I went to work in the space industry in California. I worked about 6 years, basically, I guess you could say, as a rocket scientist. I designed a lot of equipment that ended up in orbit, most of it over the Soviet Union, looking for nuclear missile launches. But near the end of my stay out there, I found myself designing missile guidance systems and night vision equipment for helicopter gunships and lots of stuff basically to kill people, really. And so I found myself in a position of designing weapons all week and then going to church on Sunday and praying for peace. And finally, I couldn't reconcile those two, so I joined an organization through our church and went to Malawi, East Africa, and taught school for 3 years. And my wife went with me and our two young children too. And that was just an incredible experience for us. But we came back to Michigan, West Michigan, and settled. I took a job in Otsego at CalEquip Company, which is now called Safari. I became the chief engineer there for a while, and then I transferred jobs to Allen Test Products in Kalamazoo, where I became the director of the Advanced Product Development Group, and I had a group of about 25 engineers there, and we had some great engineers and made some great products and created a lot of jobs. We took Allen's sales from somewhere in the order of $2 million a year to over $150 million a year in about 8 years with some really great products that we designed. Anyway, right now I'm on a couple of boards. I'm the president of two different boards, Open Doors Kalamazoo, which provides housing to low-income working people. And I'm president of the board of the Center for Transformation, which provides volunteer mentors from the community to work with men and women that just get released from prison. And the mentors help them readjust and make a successful transition back into their society, into our communities. So that's kind of where I'm at right now. I've decided to run against Tonya Shootmaker. I was asked, basically, and then looking over her voting record, frankly, I was pretty appalled. And I think she represents the very, very wealthy and doesn't really, in my opinion, represent very well issues that really affect the working class and the middle class. So that's why I'm running.
In that regard, then, basically you took a look at her record and decided, and with some of the Democratic Party leaders, especially in Southwest Michigan, decided to give the effort as well. Are you seeing perhaps some things on a statewide level that you feel that needs to be addressed that you can be able to address as the state senator for this district?
Well, yes. I mean, you know, I think the Senate has been controlled by Republicans since 1983. And since that time, they've really done a lot in terms of, you know, their principal focus has been reducing taxes. And I've, like I say, I've worked for several different companies, and I've never seen one yet that that became prosperous by cutting. You don't gain prosperity by cutting. You have to invest. And I think the disinvestment that we've seen in our roads, in our public schools, and in our people particularly has been really disastrous for this state. So I really want to work on funding public education. And another issue I'd like to raise, too, is the environment. There's a recent bill that passed the Senate, hasn't yet passed the House, called Senate Bill 0078, which, in my opinion, is just an appalling piece of legislation that turns over use of the state's natural resources to big money interests without the state really, without protecting all those resources for the people of our state. And I think in a situation where we sit on 20% of the world's fresh water and we have lots of state and national forests in our state, we need to protect those resources. And I think the DNR is being handicapped by, it will be handicapped by the Senate Bill 0078 if the governor signs it and turns it into law.
Jim Walters, who's running for Democrat, as a Democrat for the 26th District Senate seat that is going to be open. Tanya Shoemaker is running for re-election and would represent this district if she was elected. Mr. Walters would like to thwart that opportunity. You mentioned about investment in some of the roads and education and the like. Some would say the only way you can get that investment is to raise taxes, is to raise revenues. And in this current climate right now, that might be a bit of an ask.
Well, I don't think it's necessary to raise taxes, but I think it is necessary to readjust somewhat the tax situation. You know, I think, you know, it's been kind of a national and a state issue, but, you know, to quote Warren Buffett or something, where he pays a lower percentage of his income in tax than does his secretary. I mean, that's because of capital gains tax. Very, very wealthy people draw their income from capital gains, and that's taxed at a lower rate than middle class people pay. And I just think, you know, that's just not right. And, you know, the pension tax was passed on pensioners when, you know, millionaires are not to blame millionaires. I don't want to make this a class thing, because it isn't. But the tax structure it needs to be readjusted to more fairly tax and distribute the income that the state has. I don't think necessarily we need more taxes, but we need to use it better, and we need to reshape where it comes from.
Jim, I want to ask you two more questions, then we'll let you go, and we appreciate your time. First of all, based on your background and the like, it would seem as if most of your attentions has been in the Kalamazoo area, has been maybe in your home area, a little bit in Otsego, as you mentioned, but for the most part, it has been in the Kalamazoo area. Yet the district is going to be a little bit more wide-flung, and you're going to have to understand maybe some of the issues that would be peculiar to Allegan County. Kentwood's involved with it as well, and that's a different type of situation as well. How much of a challenge will that be for you to get yourself up to speed with maybe some issues that you are not too familiar with, because some of the areas in the district, frankly, you have not been around?
Well, that's partially true. I lived in Allegan for a couple of years when I first came back to Michigan. I lived in the city of Allegan, and then the last 5 years I worked as an engineer. I worked at Smith's Aerospace in Kentwood. So I am familiar with these areas, but I agree with you. I need to beat the bushes and talk with people and find out what the issues are that are really affecting those areas, because I do live down here in the Van Buren County area. You're correct.
The other question I'm going to have, and I ask this of pretty much anybody who wants to run as a Democrat in this particular area, let's put it this way. Democrats don't normally do well along the lakeshore. It is one of the strongest Republican bastions in the state, if not in the country. And I've talked to some unsuccessful Democratic candidates in the past who have told me, Jim, that, you know, if they had gotten a little bit more support from the party leaders in Lansing and the party leaders in Washington when it was on a congressional seat, they might have been able to make a difference. They argue that the demographics of the area is changing, and that perhaps the Democratic Party should pay more attention to this area instead of focusing on more winnable districts. Do you get a sense, perhaps, that you are going to get maybe more support than just what you can generate, that you might be able to get some help from the Democratic Party leaders in Lansing to be able to be a Democrat and represent the Lakeshore, which hasn't been the case for many, many, many years?
Well, good question. I think, yes, I think there is some evidence. Van Buren County, for instance, did vote for Barack Obama the last two elections. So there are what we call hidden Democrats out in this area. But in addition, I think, in my own opinion, the Republican leadership is divorced itself from the middle class. And I think there's a lot of independents and people that have typically voted Republican that if they look at the issues, if they look at the wage disparity that's happening because of policies that are coming out of Lansing. If they look at the disinvestment in public education, that there was a recent report came out how Michigan's education standards are dropping precipitously compared to other states. If you look at that, and if you look at this Senate Bill 78 that I mentioned about what it would do to our state's financial resources. There's a lot of people that typically vote Republican but care about those issues. So I feel like I've got some traction with the issues that people really care about. I really feel my opponent has done very, very little to address any issues that really count for the middle class.